This is John Crumshaw with a special Politics or Pedagogy Education Report.
On the line is Sheila Lowe. She's a mystery writer and also a handwriting expert. Welcome to Politics or Pedagogy.
Thanks so much, John.
Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You've taken a look at their handwriting. Tell us what you found.
And I have been looking at these handwritings of these two candidates for many, many years. And I found that they have stayed pretty consistent over time. But because they're much older now, and that can have an effect on handwriting, I looked for some samples that were fairly close to the date that we're at now. In Donald Trump's handwriting, big block printing, he always uses a thick felt tip pen. And his signature, which is quite famous, has a lot of very narrow spikes to it. It looks kind of like a picket fence that's been all jammed together. The signature shows a very aggressive side of his personality. There's kind of an impulsive explosiveness in the writing. The last letter in the signature kind of bursts up and then it plunges down and cuts through the writing. And what this suggests is a habit of coming on strong when you least expect it. And because it's a signature and it's slashing through the signature, it's kind of self-destructive. So this is someone who is opinionated. He wants things the way he wants them and will use whatever methods have proved successful for him before. Joe Biden's handwriting and signature are highly simplified. So he doesn't spend a lot of time making his handwriting look beautiful. He's more important with the message than how it's presented. He has very tall capital letters. That would be a sign of pride, someone who is independent and makes his own choices, doesn't want people telling him what to do. Sometimes the writing is a little too simplified, so that can interfere with clear communication. But the simplicity of it means that he can get to the bottom line quickly. He doesn't have to do a lot of talking around it. Pretty firmly grounded in reality. He's a good negotiator, and he would always rather switch than fight whenever possible. So there may not be any surprises in the analysis because, you know, we see a lot of these people in the media. But hopefully it explains the characteristics that we see in handwriting.
On that note, Sheila Lowe, handwriting expert and mystery writer, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Politics or Pedagogy.
Thank you.
You can always pledge your support at kpfk.org.